This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi, welcoming you all to the Stories of the Prophets. This is episode number 25, and we are still with lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we are with session number 8. 8 sessions so far, just talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. And I don't think we'll be able to finish the story of Yusuf today because there's still a lot happening from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So we're still with episode 25 and session number 8, lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Alrighty, yalla bismillah. Get ready, inshallah ta'ala. Wa alaikum salam all. Those of you who are taking notes, get your books ready so that we can start with the stories of the prophets. Or maybe better if you have your Quran. That'd be nice so that you can follow up with me, inshallah. If you have your Quran, that would be nice. So that you can take notes and at the same time follow up with me with the Quran. It will empower you, inshallah ta'ala. So you can, you know, live with the story. I made it so far. In fact, all the stories, you know, all the, you know, the prophets was alhamdulillah, going to their stories. We made it look like a film, like a movie. You know, you go to a story and you try to make it as vivid as possible to live, you know, the moments, to live as if you're there watching, you know, the whole scene. So this is why I said if you have your Quran with you, that'd be wonderful, so that you can follow up with me, inshallah, right? So yesterday, quick review of what we talked about yesterday. Bismillah. Let's start from verse number 30, all right? وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكأ وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونن من الصاغرين قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجدنه حتى حين. So this is what happened yesterday when those women spread those rumors hearing about the wife of the minister of Egypt when she sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, right? When she sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. So, and then when the wife of the minister of Egypt, she organized that banquet and then she called them, right? She invited them and then She offered them some fruits and whatnot, and then they had knives. And then she told Yusuf alayhi salam to go along. And this is what we talked about so far yesterday, right? Yusuf went in, and then those people, they were so, those women, they were so bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, so much so that they cut, you know, instead of cutting those fruits or whatever they were cutting, they started cutting their hands. They started cutting their hands. And blood was dripping from their hands. And because, subhanAllah, they were so bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, that they did not feel the pain. And then came the lady, you know, the minister, the wife of the minister. She said, "This is what you tried to blame me for." And then, yes, I did sought to seduce him. I did seek to seduce him. فاستعصم. And then he refrained. And then she says, وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمْرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنْ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّغِرِينَ. And if he does not do as I wish or as I desire, I shall throw him in jail and he shall be punished. So he had to, you know, make a choice, as we said yesterday. And the choice is he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not only her trying to seduce him or trying to make him to commit that haram act with her, but all the other women, because he made that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah, if you do not, you know, if you don't ward off that plot, their plot from me, I shall, you know, he may go straight. So he made that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ward off that plot, their plot, you know, from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call. And he made that dua. In fact, he says, "Oh Allah, as-sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayh." Prison is more beloved to me for what they're calling me for. Prison is more beloved to me. Yani he chose to go to prison rather than committing that haram act, that immoral act with these women. So my brothers and sisters, so far, this is what we talked about, you know, with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then he was thrown in jail. So when he went to jail, my brothers and sisters, Allah, he had this companion. So this is another scene that happened, you know, another scene that happened in jail with his, you know, with these two companions that saw a dream. And then they came to ask to asking him, you know, they came to ask him, although we asked the question yesterday as how did they know these people, you know, these two companions, they came to him, and how did they know that Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, was to interpret dreams? So we talked about, you know, some of the qualities of a da'i. Some of the qualities of the da'i, because these two people, they saw dream, these companions, they saw dream, and then they came and they told Yusuf alayhi salam, Oh Yusuf, one of us saw, he was pressing wine, and the other one, he saw that, he was being, you know, he was crucified, and then he had some bread on his head, and the birds were eating, you know, that bread from his head. So instead of interpreting the dreams of my brothers and sisters, he had, you know, that conversation with them. He had a conversation with them. So the conversation goes like this. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما من قبل أن يأتيكما قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما ذلكما مما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وبالآخرة هم كافرون. Then Yusuf alayhi salam, he told them, yeah, he says, before any provisions were to come to you, I shall tell you about, you know, I shall inform you of it. Yani before any food was to come to you, I shall tell you about what you were to eat. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with that knowledge. Not only that, he can interpret dreams, but he can also tell them, you know, if something was to come to them, if any food or provision was to come to them, he can inform them of what we're supposed to eat. So my brothers and sisters, we talked yesterday about some of the qualities of the da'i. You know, we said yesterday as to what made these people, you know, these companions go to Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, for the first place. So we said, first of all, husn al-khuluq for the da'i. For the da'i, husn al-khuluq, you know, the good manners. They must have seen, you know, some good manners, some good, you know, akhlaq of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then number two, we talked about husn al-manzar. Husn al-manzar, the appearance, right? That appearance. So they must have seen, you know, and a good da'i, and we talked about that yesterday, a good da'i has to have a good appearance, because unfortunately people, the first thing they look at, whether you're the da'i or not, the first thing that they look at is your appearance. Your appearance, you know, can either make people feel comfortable to listen to you or not, you know, comfortable to listen to you at all. So a da'i has to have a good appearance. Number three, he told them, لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. This is interesting. Before he gave them this, you know, this is one of the power, one of the tools of a da'i, you know, to show some of his power, to show some of his skills, to show some of his talents. So he says, before any provision was to come to you, I can tell you about it. I can tell you about, you know, if they were to bring us, let's see, they were to bring you lunch, I can tell you what kind of food they're bringing before they bring it. If they were bringing any, you know, dinner, I can tell you what they're bringing to you before you, you know, they even bring it. So he's telling them about, you know, what he's good at. إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَ بِتَأْوِيلِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيكُمَا. يعني sometimes when you go give da'wah to others, you can tell them about, you know, I went to school here, I have this degree here, alhamdulillah, I have PhD here, or I have master's there, or yeah, and you can tell them that you know what you're talking about, you tell them about your background, it's okay, you know, in da'wah. And then some of the other talents or other traits of a good da'i, al-thiqa bin nafs. What's al-thiqa bin nafs? At-tiqa bin nafs is confidence. A da'i has to have confidence. What is confidence? لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. No food, any provision that was to come to you, I can tell you what it is before it comes. So, you know, this is, you know, absolute confidence. And again, for the da'i, when you go and you call people towards, you know, or give them da'wah, or, you know, enjoining good and forbidding evil, you have to have that, you know, self-confidence, you know. لا تخجل. Why should you be ashamed? You should not be ashamed, you know. You carry the Quran. Then the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ. بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ. If you know one ayah from the Quran, tell people about it. If you know قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, talk about قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. If you know Al-Fatiha, talk about Al-Fatiha. In fact, at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبِعَنِي. Say that this is my path. Say that this is my path. I call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, those for me and those who follow me. So if, you know, you are the follower of the Prophet Muhammad, you have to do the job of the Prophet Muhammad. And the job of the Prophet Muhammad is da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Is da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Yusuf alayhi salam, he had that confidence. Right? He had that confidence, and that confidence he chose when he was talking to these people. لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما. There's, you know, no provision shall come to you unless I tell you about it. I can tell you about it. I have that ilm. I have that knowledge to tell you about it. And then, my brothers and sisters, another thing. You will not be able to impact the person that, you know, you're calling or that you're trying to give admonition to. You won't be able to touch their heart unless unless you empathize and sympathize with that person. Try to speak to the mind and to the heart, right, of that person. as a trait of a da'i. And you will see that from Yusuf alayhi salam when he was trying to talk to them, you know, speaking to the heart and speaking to the mind. You will not be able to touch someone's heart unless you empathize with that person, unless you sympathize with them as a da'i, right? You have to try to understand what they're coming from, you know, understand, you know, the history so that you can speak to the mind and you can speak to the heart, right? So you cannot go out there being oblivious into the environment. You are a da'i, you know, sometimes when you give khutbah, let's say when, you know, I am invited to give khutbah at the masjid, I always ask, you know, about the people who attend the masjid, you know, their background, you know, how, the people, the culture, you know, the background, where they're from, you know, the type of maybe what kind of work they're in. You know, I need to have as much information as I can about the people who come to the masjid so I can try to speak to them in a language they would understand. Right? This is a good, this is a trait of a good da'i in da'wah, right? In da'wah, you just don't go and say, oh, I'm going to go and talk about da'wah, you know, and la, you have to understand your environment and you have to understand the people you're talking to, their background, so that at least you can, you know, khatibu an-nasa ala qadri uquliha, you know, talk to the people in with a language they can understand so that people can relate to you. People can relate to you. If you, you know, you're talking there, you know, you want to give da'wah to, let's say, a pilot, and you're talking to him about, you know, carpentry, you know, talking about Isa, the carpenter, or John, the carpenter, or talking about, yeah, and you need to connect with the background of the people so that you can attract them. This is whether you're giving da'wah or not, by the way. This is if you're giving a speech in general. You need to understand your surrounding, the people who, you know, you need to understand your audience. You need to understand your audience. And for that, you need to do a research, you know, about the audience that you will be talking to, so that you can speak to them in a language they can understand, so that you can relate to them and they can relate to you as well. It's not like you're talking and then, you know, you're talking about something that they don't really understand, or you're talking to them about something that it is that they're not used of or whatnot. So this is, again, one of the tools that you need to understand when you give da'wah to people, especially for us living in the West, right? Us living in the West, you want to give da'wah to non-Muslims. You need to understand a lot of things before giving da'wah. But do not be shy. Do not be shy in giving da'wah and talk about what you know. You know, like the Prophet says, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. You know, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي. Meaning, if you know one ayah, then spread that ayah. Tell people about that ayah, right? If you know قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, whatever it is that you know, tell Abu Bakr as-Siddiq when he embraced Islam, he did not wait until he became alim for him to go and become a da'i, right? He, right away, he embraced Islam, he went and he called people, he brought 6 people from those who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa'ala. So you not necessarily have to be a scholar, that's what I'm trying to say. Not necessarily you have to be a scholar to give da'wah. Give da'wah for that which you know, but provided that, you know what you're talking about. You know, something that is halal, you cannot make it haram. Or something that is haram, you don't make it halal. So you have to know what you're talking about, you know, while giving da'wah. So, and empathize. I said, this is very important to empathize and to sympathize with your audience. Khatib al-aql. You know, try to address the mindset. Try to address the intellect. Try to address and make people think, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when they came to, you know, inquire as to whom, you know, destroyed the idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he do? You know, he destroyed the idols and then he left the axe next to the big one, that big idol, which he did not destroy. Then he told them, you know, well, why are you asking me? Who destroyed the idols? The guy has, you know, the axe next to him. Why don't you go and ask that big guy? So he's trying to address their intellect, to, you know, pull or trigger their mindset, their intellect, to make them think, the common sense. Yusuf alayhi salam, he did the same thing, alayhi salam. So he said, لا يأتيكم الطعام ترزقاني. So that's self-confidence, that you, there's no provision that shall come to you unless and until I will be able to, you know, tell you about it. And then he goes on, telling about his background. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And I left the religion of qawm, of a nation, of people, of a tribe, that they don't believe in the akhirah. They don't believe in the Allah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so he's talking to the brain and he's talking about his background. He's talking about ni'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking about the blessings and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, yeah, you know, he says, قَالَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. When he started talking about, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And I followed the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. So he's telling them about his background. Like, I'm not a nobody here. He's telling them, I'm not like some layman. I have a background. I come from a very, you know, high-end family. I have history. And my family is all, you know, prophets. I come from the millata, the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim. I'm sure you heard of Ibrahim and Ishaq. Ishaq, I'm sure you heard of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim and Yaqub. These are my family. These are my family. So now, you know, oh, really? You know, people, they will listen to you some more. Now I'm all ears. You tell me, oh, who you are? Because maybe sometimes before you talk and give da'wah, people may belittle you. People may, you know, underestimate you. But then you tell them about your background a little bit, you know, before you start. I know what I'm talking about. This field, I've studied it. I have a PhD in Oxford or from Harvard or from Stanford. You know, I have this alhamdulillah, Islamic degree from this school or that. Yani, I know this field. I know what I'm talking about. It's not like I'm talking in vain. And people, this is something that will, you know, add more weight in your talk, even in your resume. Even in your resume, right? You know, what do? You mention your experience. I've done this and I've done that and I worked here and I worked that. I've got experience with this and I've got experience with that. That's what Yusuf is doing here, alayhi salam. I left Qawm and I come from, you know, the you know, my progeny is all prophets after prophet after prophet. And then he says, ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. We did not, you know, associate anyone with the worship of Allah. ذلك من فضل الله علينا. And then he relates everything and he attributes everything to Allah. This is beautiful. When you attribute your success or your failure, but you attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you go through, you show praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is from the grace of Allah upon us. Yani, we were chosen. We were chosen. This is from the grace of Allah upon us. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And not only us, he says, also on people. The grace of Allah on people, but a lot of people are not thankful. Regardless, you know, whatever you may be going through, you always should be thankful to Allah and show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'am Allah, my brothers and sisters, we will not, you and I, and the listeners, and whoever is watching us or listening to us, none of us will be able to enumerate the blessings of Allah. We can never enumerate the blessings of Allah. It's impossible. Ni'am Allah, the grace of Allah. The grace of Allah, we will not be able to count how many blessings. Yeah, just the fact that I'm sitting right here and talking to you, it's a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just the fact that you are able to listen to me is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just the fact that I was able to take a pen and to write my notes is another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're fasting today, it's because of the grace of Allah azza wa jalla. If you prayed Fajr today, it's because of the grace of Allah azza wa jalla. If you prayed Dhuhr today, it's not because you were smart. It is because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you made Qiyam al-Layl today, if you made Qiyam al-Layl last night, right? If you woke up and made Qiyam and prayed at night, it's not because of you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and honored you and give you that ability to wake up and pray Qiyam al-Layl. Yani, everything you have to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're able to have lunch today, it is because of Allah azza wa jal, because there are other people who are not able to. If you're able to have a husband or to have a wife or to have children, Allahumma lak alhamd, it is all because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. If you have a friend,
If you have a friend who is next to you, if you have a friend who is with you at all times, whether you go down, whether you go up, whether you go through hard time, whether you go through bad time, whether you go through difficulties, if you have a friend who can remain next to you and who can hold your hand, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is all from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I are nothing. I am nothing. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to attribute everything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say it is of me, or because of me, or because of my intelligence, or because of my hard work. Na'am, the hard work has to come, but it is all because of Allah. You are where you are. You are where you are. You have reached what you have reached. Whatever you have gotten into from this dunya, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have and still could, يعني, put you under a small test, a trial, by maybe, يعني, may Allah forbid, a disease, a sickness, a cold, a fever, and you go back to bed and you sleep for the whole day, you won't be able to stand up. Why? خلاص, you won't be able to go to work, you won't be able to afford to buy this and buy that, you won't be able to provide for your family. In fact, you are not the provider. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the supreme provider subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I are only means. You and I are only means. We go through hard time and we go through good time. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us lessons, to teach you and I lessons, to make us strong, to make us more resilient. Because this is what this dunya is, subhanAllah. This dunya, yes, sometimes it's like an ocean. Sometimes it is rough and sometimes it is smooth. It is what it is. So we need to learn to be resilient, subhanAllah. So this is all, this is why Yusuf alayhi salam, he attributed everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are, it is all from Allah. You're able to have children, say alhamdulillah. You're able to have a husband, to have a wife. You're able to have, you know, parents who are still living with you, who are supporting you. You're able to have a friend, to have, you know, someone who cares about you. Someone who really, truly, truly loves you for the sake of Allah. Truly loves you for who you are, not because of what you have, but he loves you or she loves you for truly who you are. Somebody like that, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing from Allah. That's why I said, you would not be able to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, we cannot. We cannot count how many blessings of Allah azza wa jal has blessed us with. There's so many, numerous, the myriads of blessings. But very few of us are thankful to Allah. Very few of us are thankful to Allah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ I'm not the one who's saying, Allah who's saying. وقليل من عبادي الشكور قليل. Very few are those who make shukr to Allah. Very few are those who give shukr to Allah. Very few of those who give thanks to Allah. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. This is why one of the pious predecessors, he used to make this dua all the time. Allahumma ij'alni min al-aqillah. Allahumma ij'alni min al-qalil. Oh Allah, make me from the few. Oh Allah, make me from the qalil. Oh Allah, make me from the few. Oh Allah, make me from the few. He says, because if you read the Quran, you will find that all these blessings Allah gives to the few. The few who are thankful. The few who are patient. The few who are this. The few who are that. Oh Allah, make me from the few. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Some of the traits of a da'i. يا صاحبي السجن. One of the traits of a da'i is adab, manners. Is not calling them, yo, yo this, yo that, giving them names, calling them names, trying to disturb the audience, trying to disturb people, whoever you are, trying to use foul language, or even giving da'wah, but lacking manners. One of the traits of a good da'i is, he shows adab. يا صاحبي السجن يا صاحبي السجن O my companions of prison. He's calling them not once, not twice, not thrice. Every time, you know, you will see, he's calling them, Ya Sahibi Sijn, O my companions of prison. And then he goes, Ya Sahibi Sijn, Arbabun Mutafarriqun. Now comes the da'wah. Now he's calling da'wah. Before, he wasn't calling da'wah. Before, he was giving an intro to himself and his background and his skills and talents and what he can do, you know. And now he started the da'wah. Before he gave da'wah, he started with an intro. And that intro was all about the background, where he came from, and what he could do. Now he says, Oh, my companions of prison. أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. Too many gods spread all over. Are they better than having only one God? الواحد القهار. Which is better, to have too many gods or only one God? When I went to Malaysia and I went to this mount, you know, they have this beautiful, you know, mount, you know, that's like this cave. I forgot what it's called. It's some name cave. And inside that cave, there's this, you know, Hinduism. They have got these gods and, you know, idols and stuff. You know, it's like a touristic, you know, area there that a lot of people go to. So I went there, you know. They have like over 300 steps. So you go all the way up to go to that cave. It's really beautiful. It's a huge, it's a cave like in a mountain. You go inside the cave and then you have these Buddhism. You know, Buddhism people, you know, Bat cave. And I think it was. So, and then I asked this question. Batu cave. Jazakallah khair. Qamaruddin, my brother, all the way from, Allahu Akbar, all the way from Malaysia. He's with me tonight. Allahu Akbar. Batu cave, Qamaruddin, Abdullah, my sheikhi, my habibi. My Shaykh, my Habibi, people, they have Habib, and I have Habib, and my Habib is Qamaruddin Abdullah. People have Habib, and I have Habib. People have lovers, and I have a lover. My lover name is Qamaruddin. I love him for the sake of Allah, my Shaykh. This is when we talk about da'wah, we talk to brother Qamaruddin. Qamaruddin, mashallah, from Kuala Lumpur, he came and I visited him so many times. He is a da'i, the true meaning of a da'i. And the da'wah he does, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, he's on Facebook. Da'wah to non-believers more than da'wah to believers. He gives da'wah to everybody, but he is a pro, mashallah. A pro da'i giving da'wah to non-believers. It's called Batu Cave. Batu Cave. So I asked the question to those worshippers there, and I said, "Look, I'm just trying to understand." And then they have, you know, so many gods. And I said, "So when you pray, whom do you pray to?" He says, "Depending what you want." he said, "This guy who was there, this worshipper who was there, said, when you pray, what God do you pray to?" He says, "Depending what you want. If you want this, you pray to this God. If you want that, you pray to this God. If you want this one, you pray to that God. The God of the rain, the God of the sun, the God of the moon, the God of this, the God of that, the God of Hada, the God of Hada." And I said, Subhanallah. Yusuf alayhi salam, he said the same thing. He says, "Arbabu mutafarriqun." Arbab, the jam' of Rabb. Rabb in Arabic, Rabb means Lord, God, Rabb. He says, Arbab. Arbab is the, you know, the plural of Rabb. The plural of Rabb. Arbab, too many gods, better than having one Rabb. Imagine too many gods having a fight between them. No, I will rule. No, the other one says, no, I will rule. The other one, no, I will rule. It's my decision. Are we going to have rain today or not? This one says, no, we'll have rain. The other one says, no. The one says, I will bring the sun out. I'm the God of the sun. The other one says, no, I want the rain. No, you son, stay home. I'll bring the rain. The one, the guy says, no, no rain, no sun. The night, I'm the God of the night. The other God says, no rain, no sun, no night. Day, you know, astaghfirullah. This God's having a fight amongst them. Who's going to rule? أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارُ. And then he goes, started talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful, 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 you know, another trait of a good da'i. Another trait and skills of a good da'i. Talking about, you know, giving da'wah and then making people think. What is this? You know, too many gods or one God? I'm talking about that God, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who gives, the one who provides. The one when even when you get scared, when you go, you say, oh my God, who's God? When you are terrified, you know, and something is afflicted upon you, what do you say? Say, oh my God, who's God? There's only one God, the one who provides for all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Quraysh, they had that belief. Quraysh themselves, they had this belief. So at the very end, my brothers and sisters, he opened up to them. And this is another beautiful trait of a good da'i. A good da'i, he opens up to you. And it becomes like a, you know, I'm talking to you from my heart. I'm talking to you passionately. I really, really care about you. I care about you. Prophet Muhammad used to, you know, he says, I'm here. I'm trying to prevent people from entering hellfire. I'm trying to save, just like he says, just like there's fire behind me, and I'm trying to stop people from going to the fire, and people are going from underneath, from above, from around. They try to jump into the fire. Well, as I'm trying to, you know, protect them from, you know, entering the fire. So, subhanAllah, the da'i is like that. The da'i is, I only want khair for you. I only want good for you. I only want ihsan for you. I only want you to be saved. I only want this. I only want that. I don't need nothing from you. You open up to that person. You speak to the heart of that person. You empathize to that person. You sympathize with that person. This is what I called early on, if you remember, emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. Right? Subhanallah. So learn this from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then at the very end, he interpreted the dreams. You see, they asked him about their dream. He did not just go on and he said, okay, this is what's going to happen. He talked to them. He talked to them. He talked to them. He spoke to their mind. He spoke to their hearts. And then he suited them. Like they needed to be suited. So he suited them. He suited them. And then at the very end, he says, Ya sahibai sijn. One more time, he called them, oh, my companions of prison. Fayasqi rabbahu khamara. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَيُصْلَبُ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ خلاص. Oh, my companions of prison, one of you, he will be saved and he will serve the king, his master, wine. And the other one, he will be crucified and birds will eat from his head. And birds will eat from his head. خلاص. Will eat from his head. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. What does that mean at the end when he says قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ? Your matter has been ordained. Your matter has been decreed. That's it. Meaning it is the end. Please, can you recheck again? Are you sure? Is this or that? Yes, he's very sure. Why he's sure? Because remember, I told you initially, he had that confidence. He knows what he's talking about. He told them, before any food was to come to you, I will tell you about it before it even comes, before any provision. So he's not giving them any chance to argue or to come back and say, you know, just like a sheikh giving a fatwa. And some people says, are you sure? Can you, you know, is there another opinion? Is there another this? Is there another fatwa? This is what it is. This is it. I know what I'm talking about. Here is the answer to your question. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. And then he turns to the one who thought he was going to be freed. And he told him, mention my story to the king. Mention my story to the king. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. Something really nice and something really beautiful.
وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَ اذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ.
This is very powerful. This is very powerful. So at the end, Yusuf alayhi salam, he's connecting himself with Allah azza wa jal, but here, he said something else. Once, you know, khalas, you know, he interpreted the dreams. He told the guy who was to be freed. And that guy got freed. He says, اذكرني عند ربك. Tell your Lord about me. Tell your Lord, your God. يعني tell, not the God, يعني your Lord, ربك. That means at the time they used to call them, you know, their kings. They used to call them my Lord. Like in English, you know, in England, they used to call those, you know, those people, you know, like my Lord, my this, my that, you know, to the Lord. It's not like his God, but they used to call them my Lord. So Yusuf, he told, you know, that man who was to be freed, mention me to your Lord. mention me to your king, to your master. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Then the shaytan made him forget. Why? The shaytan made him forget. Why? Which in fact caused Yusuf to remain in jail for between seven to nine years. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. And then the shaytan made him forget to mention the story of Yusuf to his master, to his Lord. Why Allah made the shaytan, made that man forget? This is very, very powerful. This is very, again, extremely powerful. Yusuf, after he did, his job, the man was leaving jail, so he told him, remember me? Tell your Lord about me. Tell your master about me. Shaytan made him forget. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Shaytan made him forget, which resulted in Yusuf being in jail for an extra 7 or 9 years. Why? Yusuf is innocent. Yusuf have been wrongly accused. But why? Why? He's wrongly accused. He's been oppressed, thrown in jail, wrongly accused, thrown in jail, yani dhulm. Why? Why? Because if the king was to know, the king will do something about it. But shaitan made that man forget. Why? Why Allah Azza wa Jal made shaitan, you know, made that man forget? Why? You people trying, are you trying to, you know, are you thinking with me here? Because I say this is very powerful. Why Allah made the shaitan? Why Allah made the shaitan forget? And Yusuf is wrongfully accused in his honor, you know, and he's been good, living in the jail, being good, interpreting dreams to people. He is good, you know, a good akhlaq, good manners, good everything. So he does not need to be there. That's not his place. Ya Rabbi, you see all this. Allah sees all that. Why are you keeping Yusuf there? Why you made the shaitan on top of that forget? Why? People, are you there with me or not? What's going on? Nasima, why? What's going on? When he said, what's going on? Why? Can't you think with me here? Why? Allah made shaitan forget. Test? More Cain test? I don't know. Is it? Well, I do know, but I'm trying to ask you to see if you know. Yasmin, what's going on? Why? A man who's wrongfully accused, that's not his place, and he's been good and everything. And then, of course, this man, common sense. Common sense. This man, as soon as he comes out, he's going to go and tell the king, you know, look, I know what's going on. Look at this man. He interpreted my dream and he's wrongfully accused. He's so happy and he forgot about Yusuf. He's so happy he forgot about Yusuf. No, that cannot be. He's so happy he forgot about Yusuf. No, he cannot be. It cannot be. It's not like he's so happy. You know, Yusuf interpreted the dream and the dream came true. The interpretation of Yusuf came true. So he's so happy he's going to go and tell the king about it. And he's serving the king. So it's not that. He's serving the king. So he's seeing the king every day. Not only once a day. He's probably seeing the king so many times a day. So as soon as he sees the king, automatically he has to remember Yusuf. But why Allah made the shaitan forget? Made that man forget. Why Allah made the shaitan to forget, astaghfirullah. Why Allah made the shaitan make that man forget to tell the king about Yusuf alayhi salam? Do you understand? He goes to serve the king, so he sees the king every day, more than once a day. So automatically, common sense, as soon as I see the king, I have to remember Yusuf alayhi salam. This is psychology. Psychology, really. This is psychology. This is like an anchor. The king is my anchor now with Yusuf. I see the king, I have to remember Yusuf, it's an anchor. But shaitan made him forget. Why? Nawal to do more da'wah. Umair struggle a little now for imprisonment reward. Mm-hmm. I always look back. Something planned under the observation of Allah. It was not the right time. All right, so I think you want my answer, right? You people want my answer, brothers and sisters? Nawal, Umair, Coco Murad, Coconut. Coconut Murad, do you want my answer? More cane, Naseema Ali. Do you people want my answer? Yes or yes? It's up to you. Mu'nisa, do you guys want my answer? Yes or yes? Humaira Toker, you want my answer? Yes? Munazza, you want my answer? Because there is an answer for this. There is an answer for that. Definitely there is an answer. You want an answer for this, Umair? Yashmin? But you won't give it. But I won't give it. Well, yes, Yashmin. You know me, right? Exactly. Exactly. Insha'Allah ta'ala tomorrow. Insha'Allah ta'ala tomorrow. I will tell you the answer. Tomorrow, Thursday. Tomorrow, Thursday, insha'Allah ta'ala. Yeah, you khalas after so. You see, subhanAllah, same thing happens. You know, when you, husband and wife, right? When they get married, after some time, they can read each other. Although it's not a good example, like I'm not your husband and you're not my wife or anything. I'm just saying that after such a long time, acquainting your teacher or acquainting your friend, you can read your friend, you can read your teacher, you can read your spouse, you can read your wife, and you can read your husband before they even speak, right? So you read me now, right? You read me. So inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, we tell you more about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Wait until he hears, because there's something else that will happen which you know. You may have heard of. The king will see a dream. The king will see that dream. And then Yusuf will interpret the dream before coming out from prison. He will interpret the dream before coming out from prison. Because he could have said, no, you want me to interpret the dream? Free me first. Free me first. And then I will interpret the dream of the king. But he interpreted the dream. Why? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, on a side note, I hope that you are taking advantage of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Because I'm done, alhamdulillah. Those of you who've come in late, please go back and watch the session. Of all the sessions, they're all saved on my YouTube channel. They are saved on my Facebook and on Instagram as well. Or you can always go back and view them. But please, my brothers and sisters, on a side note quickly, I really truly hope that you are taking advantage of these days of Dhul Hijjah. These are the most beloved days in the sight of Allah, more than Ramadan itself. These first 10 days, which started today, these first 10 days had started today. Today is Wednesday. Alhamdulillah. According to all the groups and sects and different madahib and different alhamdulillah masajid and whatnot, alhamdulillah, this year everybody will have the same Eid on the same day. Allahumma lak alhamd. Because the first of the Hijjah was announced to be today. Allahumma lak alhamd. So my brothers and sisters, you have these 10 days, whereby the deeds done in these 10 days are more beloved in the sight of Allah than any other time and during the year. These days, I hope you're taking advantage of these 10 days in terms of whatever you could do to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you could do to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qira'at al-Qur'an. Recitation of the Qur'an. Right? Dhikr. Make lots of dhikr. Make lots of dhikr. In fact, this is what, when the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, he said that, alayhi salatu salam, that me and anbiya, we used to say, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. The best of the dua, the anbiya used to say, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Especially now, alhamdulillah, within these 10 days of, of Dhul Hijjah. Qiyam al-layl, fasting. If you can fast the whole 9 days, that would be amazing. If you cannot, then at least the night of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Arafah, the night of Dhul Hijjah, do not miss out fasting on that day. If you can fast from now until the night, yani until the night of the Hijjah, that's great. If you cannot, at least maybe 2 to 3 days in this, you know, 10 days of Ramadan, of the Hijjah. These are better than the days of Ramadan, I'm telling you. These are better than the days of Ramadan. Any good deed that you do, even if you were to smile in the face of your brother or sister. Huh, brothers and sisters? Even a smile. I cannot see you. You cannot see me. But maybe you can give a smile. Because a smile is charity. I'm done, right? My lecture is done. I was over. Khalas, we finished. This is just a side note. It is just a side note, right? A smile in the face of your brother, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is a form of charity. Sadaqah. A recitation of the Quran. Dhikr of Allah. Qiyam al-layl, night prayer. You know, helping neighbors, helping the loved ones, your parents, you know, your spouses, you know what. Just do any good deed that you can, inshallah ta'ala. And you never know. Thank you for the smiles or the laughters. You know, some of you are giving smiles and some of you are giving like laughters. It's all good. As long as you're smiling with the intention of sadaqah, inshallah ta'ala. Right? And then please, my brothers and sisters, let's remember each other in our dua. Let's remember one another in the dua, all of us. You know, a lot of us got to know each other through Facebook and through Instagram. So try to make dua for each other, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allah khair. Thank you for joining, brother Qamaruddin, sister Nasima, you know, those of you on Facebook, sister Tuqair. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. Again, try, you know, to do as much as you can in these 10 days, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of you. And I am preparing, inshallah, on Friday, I will share with you a beautiful, beautiful poem, inshallah. On Friday, I shall, you know, share with you a beautiful poem, inshallah, that will summarize the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. It's all about patience. It will be all about patience, right? And it will summarize the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and that will be on Friday, inshallah ta'ala. A new beautiful poem, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you all al-firdaws al-a'la. Jazakum Allah khair. Share the khair. Share the khair. Facebook, YouTube. Share the good. Share these videos with everybody, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Those of you who've come in late, please go back and watch the session, inshallah ta'ala, if you can. Right? There's like 25 sessions now, 25 episodes, all about the stories of the prophets and Yusuf alayhi salam, 8 sessions so far. So if you come in late, please go back and watch them. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.